The US film director and actor Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle Singer Reiner have been found dead at their home in Los Angeles. Several US news organizations are reporting that they died of stab wounds. Los Angeles police were investigating the deaths as an apparent homicide. Let's speak now to Brian Lloyd, entertainment journalist and film critic. Brian, thanks for joining us. Rob Reiner, best known as a director, but started his career as an actor and in some fairly big productions too.
Yeah, that's right. He began his career as an actor in All in the Family, which was a US remake of the Alf Garnett sitcom from the late 50s. But from that, then he became really, I suppose, a kind of a household name through his father, Carl Reiner, who was a very famous writer, director, and actor. But yeah, I mean, he has acting credits stretching from the late 1960s right through to this year, 2025, Spinal Tap 2,
that's
which
right.
He wrote, directed, and starred in.
And Spinal Tap, this is Spinal Tap. That was his first, his directorial debut. A very funny movie, yeah. Actually, if you haven't seen it, definitely would recommend it. But he went on to direct some massive productions, didn't he? Tell us about his range. He made romantic comedies, horror movies, action movies, the whole gamut.
The whole gamut, yeah. And what's interesting as well, I think, is that, you know, you look at, you know, this is Spinal Tap. That was really the film that popularized what we would now describe as the mockumentary genre. So you wouldn't have stuff like, you know, Ricky Gervais's The Office or, you know, anything that has a kind of a fly in the wall comedic approach. It began with This is Spinal Tap. Then you come forward to, you know, Stand By Me, which was an adaptation of the Stephen King novella. Again, it was one of these films that really was sort of considered the pinnacle of the genre, which it was a coming-of-age drama. The Princess Bride, which followed after that, again, seen as a pinnacle of fantasy adventure comedy. Then, obviously, When Harry Met Sally, which was based in part on his own life. I mean, that, you know, you talk about romantic comedies nowadays. I mean, you cannot have any conversation about romantic comedy as a genre without name-checking When Harry Met Sally. And then bring that further then into A Few Good Men. That's considered, you know, a hallmark of, you know, courtroom dramas.
That's right. A huge loss, isn't he, to Hollywood, yeah. and to the movie industry?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like, the production company that he started, Castle Rock Entertainment, he started that back in 1987. I mean, I was just looking just before I was coming on air. I mean, the films films and TV shows, I should say, that he was involved with in terms of as working as a producer. I mean, he was involved in Seinfeld. He was one of the first people to get involved with Seinfeld, and he had a great relationship with Larry David. You know, the Before Sunrise, Richard Linklater's film, The Shawshank Redemption. You know, again, all of his own films, A Few Good Men. So, yeah, he had an incredible career.
An incredible range. Thank you very much, Brian. That's Brian Lloyd, entertainment journalist and film critic, talking about 78-year-old Rob Reiner and his wife, 68-year-old Michelle Singer, both found dead at their home in LA last night. It's 2 minutes to 9.